Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
A little bit cold, so it's actually a cold war.
Yeah, and I'm fucking hot.
Yeah.
Because I'm Russian. And I'm drinking vodka.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Ukraine. You see my Ukrainian heritage here.
You drinking a Ukraine?
It's vodka. It's rye vodka. Homemade. But you know it's not homemade. You know there isn't some Helga back there making all these vodkas for the stores.
Because it's in the grocery store. Where you got it?
Yeah, it says homemade. Bullshit.
Wow.
That's false advertising.
It is.
Ah, yes, it is good vodka.
Yeah, do you feel...
I feel very warm and fuzzy.
Do you feel it more is... Russian now?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I'm slowly turning into Yuri.
Yeah, your beard's growing, man.
I am. It's also because I'm wearing a jacket inside to be more Russian.
Yeah.
Or the Ukrainian. Do they sound the same?
They sound similar, but like, they hate it when you call them the same, I think.
Right. Would it be like a, like American and Canadian accent? That, like that close? Like some Canadians, you can't tell if they're Canadian, and some Americans, you can't tell.
For me, listening to Russian and Ukrainian people talk, it's that close. But I think to a Russian or Ukrainian person, it would be like... someone from the West Coast and someone from like the Deep South talking.
Huh. Yeah. It's probably like the Irish and the Scottish. They just fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
Fuck you. We are better than you.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're Asian though.
Yeah. There's definitely been some beef.
Yeah.
Some major beef.
100%.
Beefy beef.
GMO beef.
Yeah.
So, yes, welcome to Chernobyl. We have radioactive food here, radioactive beef, radioactive vodka.
Yeah.
It'll keep you warm in the wintertime.
And this is a topic that most people know about, right?
It's pretty touchy.
Touchy?
Yeah.
Like feely?
Touchy-feely? No. I don't know, because, you know, it's still fucking up our planet right now.
Okay, well, let's back up. For people who have been living under a rock for their whole lives, what is Chernobyl?
Living under a rock and listening to us?
Yeah, they just stumbled out and somehow found
us. They didn't stumble out. They're still living under the rock.
And listening to us.
And listening, yeah. Yeah, for those of you who are living...
Our cave people.
Wherever the fuck you're living. Yeah, Chernobyl happened in 1986. The Chernobyl nuclear reactor meltdown. And some things went south pretty fast while trainees were there. And it was just a bad mixture of things. Like...
Wait, so it blew up?
Yes. They were doing a safety test, and they brought the power of the reactors really far down for it, and it kind of stopped. And then they removed these like rods, and I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but they put the power back in, and pretty much they couldn't stop it. And it just fucking exploded on them.
So they did like some sort of maintenance and they didn't do the correct procedure is what you're saying.
They kind of did do the correct procedure because they actually found out later that there was a design flaw in the reactor.
So someone built it wrong.
Pretty much.
It's like me with IKEA furniture. I just put it together wrong.
Actually, IKEA furniture comes built. You know, they come with bad directions.
If you like buy this one did.
From IKEA. Yeah. The only thing I like about IKEA is the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah.
All their furniture sucks ass.
They're yummy.
Fuck you, IKEA.
So, okay. So, they did the wrong stuff with the wrong equipment. Was that pretty much it, or was there anything else that added?
There's a combination of inadequately trained personnel who were kind of new on the job, following procedure, combined with a design flaw in the system itself So it was like a perfect storm. Mixed, also the third combination was the safety test, which isn't all the time. So you had three bad, weird things going on at the same time, which
let me get this straight. It was someone's first day on the job running a nuclear power plant.
Yes, something like that.
Joey's first day and he blew up the reactor. Yeah. I told him not to take out the rods. Why'd you do that, Joey?
Why'd you do that? Yeah. You paying this guy $20 an hour? I started at 15.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a low wage for a fucking nuclear physicist.
Yeah. That just seems weird though, that they would be like, okay.
Well, you had a supervisor there too, sorta. But, you know, he couldn't keep track of everything.
Yeah.
It was just it was a perfect storm, is what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect storm. And the initial blast, killed one worker right there instantly. And then another guy died soon after. And that was it, is according to...
From the actual explosion.
From the actual explosion.
Just two people.
Yeah, amazing, isn't
That's
it?
That's interesting, because I read that, 50 people. It said from 2 to 50. Like, they have no idea how many people. Like, they didn't have, records of people who worked in this plant, apparently.
Well, yeah. Did you know that, I think it's the United Nations Ukraine-backed research, or whatever the fuck you call it. They say that around 4,000 people died from this incident.
Oh, in the aftermath?
Total. And Greenpeace, which is a peace organization.
Really? No way.
they say it's upwards of, I think 90,000 people from their research.
What?
And they're saying that Ukraine and Russia are keeping those numbers really low for their... You know, communists.
It was only several people. Only several people died.
Yes.
When really people got cancer and the impacts of this spread. Like, I was reading as far as France and Italy?
France and Italy got hit hard by some particles in the air. A lot of children, 6,000 at least, developed thyroid cancer soon after.
Man. And that's not even counting the ball cancer.
No, it's not. That's not something you want to have as a man or a woman.
No. If you're a woman and you got ball cancer, then you got some problems. But
then you're fucked.
You're fucked in more ways than one. So let's go back to it. So the blast killed probably two people.
Two people about. And then after that, the firemen were called on scene and they had no fucking idea what happened. The whole fire crew from Chernobyl showed up and they're spraying this thing down. Meanwhile, they're all getting blasted by radiation.
Oh, shit.
So they're all pretty much dead and they don't know it. And pretty much the other casualties from this incident were 28 firemen that died from trying to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's how it went down.
And, tell me about, the radiation, because that's what killed most people from this. And this place, was this in a big, town, or where was this?
The Chernobyl reactor itself, was close to a town called, Pripyat.
Pripyat?
Pripyat. It was, a few kilometers away from the reactor.
So that was the town that had the workers. It was a town for the nuclear reactor?
Yes, it was. I worked there. It was shit work.
And how many people would you say maybe lived there?
About 50,000 people inhabited this little Pripyat, preppy town. just a few kilometers away from the reactor. So, and Chernobyl itself was actually, 20 to 30 kilometers away. So it was this little 50,000 service worker town that got evacuated and the most radiation. So, yeah.
Wow. So these people in Pripyat.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
These people in Pripyat got it hard, man.
They got it really hard. And now, let's hear from Misha, who still lives in Pripyat. Tell us, Misha, What's life like there now?
Yes, life very hard for Misha after the accident. The men, they used to have 2 legs, and now they have 3 legs. But us women are fine with it. Also, the frogs have turned gay, and it's always cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
The living conditions sound terrible. Yeah. But the meatballs don't sound too bad. They sound pretty good.
Are they IKEA meatballs?
I was going to say that. Are they Swedish meatballs?
They have to be, man.
Because that's the whole reason you tour through their fucking furniture museum. I was hoping that, you know, I was thinking it would be cool if they actually paid people to pretend to live in each little thing you go through in IKEA. Like living mannequins. You know, sitting in the couch watching TV and you're just getting paid to sit there and watch TV while people roam around and look at the furniture you're sitting in.
Like live a little pretend life.
Yeah. You just got some dude jacking off one of their beds.
And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. But back to Chernobyl.
Yes. So where were we?
We were the talking deaths. About, no, we were talking about, yeah, Pripyat and what else? That was the radiation, mm-hmm. right? Just like how far it covered, like it traveled thousands of miles pretty much.
Yeah, it's probably over the whole world.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Like one thing I want to know about is the exclusion zone, because that sounds like a fucking sci-fi, like apocalyptic, these empty towns, empty like places. What the hell? Tell me about that. Because you know, man, I feel like you know about this.
These apocalyptic places?
The exclusion zone.
I don't know.
It's smacking good.
Huh? It's good, yeah. It sounds like a fucking cool club to me, the exclusion zone.
Yeah, what is that?
Everything's glowing in there. it's a radius in near the reactor where civilians and normal people like us can't go. Or Ukrainian or Russian civilians can't enter.
Because the radiation's too high?
Right. And the military is sort of guarding it too, or was. I don't know if Russia's guarding it now.
They got bigger fish to fry.
They got their tourist attraction back. but yeah, you're not supposed to enter the exclusion zone unless you have special permits and permission from the government to enter.
Wow.
Unless you're like a tour guide and you're all official. But there are
a tour guide.
Tour guide, yeah. Like,
so are you telling me that this area that is so radiation heavy that it gives people cancer, that they bring people into there to look around?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to make money. because, you know, as a tourist guide, you're probably all, you know, you're all hazmated up and you're safe, but the tourists don't need to be. And you're making probably 20 grand a tour.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe that a tour guide would actually take someone to this place.
Yes, you come on tour. Very safe, very exciting. Bring your whole family, but no little girls.
Well, that sounds nice. What would I see on this trip?
You will see a three-headed dog, a little ghost girl, a man with no nose, everything to entertain the family.
You know, that almost sounds like Harry Potter.
No, I never heard of this Harry Potter. No. You will also see a deformed boy with lightning scar on his forehead.
Well, how could I say no to that? I'm in. Where do I meet you, though?
You will meet me in Kiev at train station where I will be at platform 9 3/4.
God damn it. God damn it.
Oh my god. That's too good.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
I love your Russian slash Gru, man. It's little girls.
It's Gru on me. Yeah. It is good.
Yeah.
So, oh my God.
So this Chernobyl place kind of reminds me.
It doesn't make you want to take a tour with Gru?
No. Not really. But it kind of reminds me of Stranger Things a little bit with. Because you have these animals there that are probably, whatever's living in that area is probably weird looking.
Most of the stuff that's living there now isn't, you can't, like, by looking at it, it doesn't look too weird. It's more like their genes are mutated. That's what science is finding. And a lot of their genes, their fucking mutated genes is, like, causing them harm. Like, a lot of them are weaker and more, like, frail overall. But some of the species there have flourished like crazy, including plants and animals and...
Hulk?
Well, Bruce Banner actually moved there because he loves radiation.
Yeah. So wolves. You said wolves, it's made wolves better.
And not exactly better, but they've been able to reproduce pretty much like 7 times the amount of normal wolves in the area.
Wow. You heard it from Dana. Radioactivity is an aphrodisiac for wolves.
Yeah. Yeah. The wolves, they got their old wolf pack going on there.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis is the head of it.
But what would, I mean, I'm not a scientist, obviously. Everyone knows that. But what in radiation could possibly cause them to do better?
Good question. Maybe they drink vodka.
you don't know the answer either.
All the time. You're very good. Ukrainian heritage vodka. Shout out. I don't know, but a lot of the plants and animals have thrived, except insects for some reason. Insects took a big hit.
What? Are you telling me cockroaches that are supposed to be nuclear bomb immune have suffered? No,
I think that what they are surmising is that the bigger organisms like animals are able to adapt better to the radiation, and the smaller of a thing you are, the worse your expectancy of life. So yeah, that's why the wolves and like these other animals are able to adapt,
man. So it sounds like a place I want to be because it doesn't have any bugs or insects, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but you might find a guy with 3 nipples.
hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys. Be rude. Yeah, that's a fucking Goonies reference right there.
You might be too young to know, but that's Goonies.
You should go watch it. It's got Samwise Gamgee from Lord of the Rings. But yeah, scientists have found that these mutations in these animals have increased by a factor of 20, which it sounds like a little number, but it's really fucking big.
Wow. And these mutations can range anything from being frail to being jacked up and wanting to bang all the time. Is that what you're
pretty
saying?
Pretty much, yeah. And it's also interesting because during the initial evacuation, which didn't happen like right after the explosion, it should have happened sooner. most of the people living in Pripyat and nearby left their dogs and pets because they had to evacuate. Yeah, so you had all these lonely dogs roaming around, and the ones that survived the radiation have created these whole like colonies and taken over most of the wilderness.
The dogs. Do they wear suits and do they like hold meetings? I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
I was just picturing a bunch of dogs having meetings in communities and like Planet of the Apes,
Planet of the Dogs.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're like super smart. And they like They like poop in the toilets and flush it and like do their taxes.
Oh, throw me a bone here, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to go off of that. I don't know if I have anything to say on that.
I'm sorry, man. It's just a funny idea.
It is. Planet of the Dogs. I just picture a bunch of dogs playing cards and drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
But yeah, these dogs that survived, a lot of them survived.
Yeah.
And they, and like a lot of the animals have reclaimed the wilderness, and they kind of like intuitively know where the radiation is. So everywhere around Chernobyl, like you got these giant buildings, but there's like animals everywhere. And these dogs that were left behind, some of them, like they've actually like the population of these dogs has increased so much that they're everywhere. And some of them are breeding with wolves. So you got half. Fucking half blood. You got the half blood prince, doggy.
Wow.
You got dog wolves, like fucking underworld shit.
So
man.
I would imagine that if you were there, like these packs of dogs might be a little dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't play with them.
Like in Call of Duty, I remember killing some.
If I came across a pack of dogs in Chernobyl, my God, I'd be like. I'd grab a stick and try to throw it, or I'd grab any food I have on me and throw it. And
yeah, then, or maybe they'd make you a servant, like in Planet of the Apes, to serve the dogs and pick up their poo and give them treats. And
I hope they'd make me their god, damn it. I could become a dog walker in Chernobyl and make money.
What would they pay you? In your life.
They would give me my life.
That's actually a pretty good trade, yeah.
I'd rather walk dogs than die, I think, if it was pro bono. A lot of these, you know, these dogs and stuff, it's like around the exclusion zone. And the exclusion zone, like we were saying, is off limits. But some people still live there. Illegally, and some of them have gotten special permission.
The
from
rent's the, super cheap, man.
Like, we gotta go here. It's so cheap. Fucking
the
cheap,
rent man. Is too damn yeah. good.
All my personal belongings are right here, right now. No, there's actually more. It's like older women that reside in the exclusion zone that were there. That they're probably fucking in their 90s or 100s now or 80s, but man, they were there when the reactor they were there when the reactor blew up in 86, and everybody kind of left, but a lot of people went back into the exclusion zone.
Everyone left,
and
but I stay
all
here
living there right now.
I stay here with my husband with three legs. I can't leave.
I love his third leg, though. I can't leave because of the third leg. It keep me here. Satisfied.
Oh, gosh. So, are there any, like, conspiracy theories about Chernobyl or any, like, weirder things that people might not know about? Or that's controversial?
Controversial. Controversial.
Can't say that.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of shit out there, but
there is. It's a lot.
I think there's one theory that, you know, you can get to another dimension somewhere in the Chernobyl.
Is this Stranger Things or Chernobyl?
The Upside Down. If you might be able to find George, yeah. George Hopper. Is it George
Maybe
Hopper?
Maybe it's the Right Side Up. I don't know, man.
I either way you look at it, it's some side.
Yeah.
So up is down and down is up. It's the upside down.
Well, the two things that I think about that make me think of Stranger Things is one, you got this Russian, which it was controlled by the Russians at some point. I think in its early development, it was the USSR's plant. But then in, I want to say 1991, when the USSR dissolved, Ukraine... took it over.
Ukraine.
Right? And then
Ukrainian.
Just recently, with the whole Ukraine being invaded by Russia, Russia has actually reclaimed that area. I don't know if reclaimed is the right word, but they've taken over.
They pretty much, I would take that off your hands.
So that whole clusterfuck of a place right now is under the Russian control.
Right. And there's been a bit of drama about that when that happened. I think it was late last year is when they took it over in 2022. There was a lot of press about it because the power got cut off to all the reactors.
Oh.
So There's no electricity going in there anymore.
And yeah, I was
there's
just
a huge safety concern by the United Nations.
But are they still running them? Like, did they just... It's not like those things are still going, right?
Well, they were running electricity to these the sort of containment area to keep the place like kind of locked.
Mm.
So it's kind of got like Resident Evil vibes to it.
But it is locked, right? Like it's in a giant.
Oh yeah, they built a whole structure around the exploded reactor for number 4, which exploded in 86. They mm-hmm. built like a fucking radiation proof thing around
what?
It. Yeah.
Like a metal
It's
cage,
a huge or? White building. I don't know what it's made of, but yeah, I bet Russia's doing tours there now for their people.
This will this, be good money.
This whole war between Ukraine and Russia has just been over that tourist attraction because it makes so much money.
Yeah.
But no, that yeah, it's crazy what happened there.
Yeah.
And that the effects of radiation and what mankind can do with technology and atoms and radiation can leave such a big imprint for, because this place, like the exclusion zone, the radiation areas where you're not supposed to be around, you're supposed to have a radiation meter around you at all times so you know you're not getting fucked. You can't enter these areas for like 20,000 years.
20,000?
20,000 fucking years.
Man.
And then you can build a house.
So that's like permanently off limits.
Yeah. And that's why it's so attractive as a tourist destination.
Because
mm-hmm. you want to go see like what went down. And like they built this whole amusement park in Chernobyl. And it was going to open 2 days after
what?
The explosion
Seriously?
Happened. So everything there is like pristine and like, but super aged. There's a Ferris wheel that was never ridden.
Oh,
it's just
gosh.
Sitting there. Like the initial explosion, I think it lasted or it burned for 10 days.
Damn.
They were trying to put it out for 10 days, man.
Yeah. I was reading online that even though a lot of other nuclear disasters have happened, you know, like Fukushima and also like the atom bomb dropped on Japan in Hiroshima.
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 If you're American.
It's Hiroshima.
It's Hiroshima if you're
but
American.
Anyways, Chernobyl is the worst nuclear disaster in history. Like it's actually more people were affected and like hurt by Chernobyl than any other one, including the atom bombs on Fukushima and Nagasaki. I think
right.
Nagasaki, yeah.
And I think part of that is just like the how extreme the failure was. I think the Fukushima meltdown was a little more contained. It was like a slow meltdown.
Which is hard to believe because it was in water. Like,
whereas like the Chernobyl one was a fucking explosion, which like pushed, I think it shot up like 5% of the core into the air, which was enough to like fucking spread everywhere.
Why'd you do that, Joey?
Why'd you
take the core out?
Yeah.
Not the core, the what yeah. are they rods
yeah Take don't come rods. In Monday, Joey.
Yeah,
we need to think about this.
Yeah. You're fired.
Yeah,
take your shit and get out of here.
You're fired, literally fired. You should have been in the blast, Joey.
Yeah,
why'd you have to survive it?
Yeah, they're the workers
the
from Chernobyl were sent over from New York. Most people don't know that.
What do you mean?
I'm just
What
like,
are you saying?
I'm fucking with the listeners.
I just hear pages turning. That's all I hear.
I'm doing
Is there
this,
a ghost in
this
here?
Research. No.
Just turning pages.
Yeah. You got anything else about Chernobyl though?
Yeah, I got a lot about Chernobyl.
Okay, well lay it on me.
I got about another hour worth of Chernobyl.
Oh man, I don't know. Just give me the good stuff.
I think I'm going to give you the last little detail here about how it exploded and burned for 10 days. During that time, like a lot of people were going there to try and fucking stop it. And they were getting blasted with radiation and helicopters were going in and dropping. They dropped like over 5,000 tons of all these different chemicals and like boron and dolomite and all these things I don't know, and sand and fucking...
Why? Just to try to help?
To try to put out the fire and seal up the radiation. Like all these fire retardant chemicals that you would find in a fire extinguisher. They dropped 5 tons of this shit over like 10 days.
Wow.
Like constantly trying to put it out because it just wouldn't stop burning.
Damn.
That's how crazy radiation is, man. And
that's scary.
That's why they had to put it in a concrete sarcophagus that's fucking giant. It's like a big tomb.
Yeah.
And it's still there burning, probably.
Yeah. Think about that next time you make a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
You know,
it's radioactive.
You don't want this. You don't want this.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, things are starting to grow back. Nature's reclaiming.
Yeah, like
it's interesting to scientists because nature is reclaiming Chernobyl.
Yeah, like only 19,900 more years about, and we can go back there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in like 20,000 years, Pripyat's going to be hopping, guys. Yeah. So buy real estate there while you can.
Yep.
And put it in your will so your grandkids can keep passing it down for when Pripyat becomes the next, you know, New York.
Dubai, yeah.
Dubai. Yeah, it'll be like the whole city will be built on like the old reactor sarcophagus. It'll be like a cool futuristic city. Sarcophagus. Where the world almost ended. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
some heavy
I think
stuff.
It is heavy. And I think I'm just going to leave it on that heavy note for our listeners. There is no silver lining. No.
There is silver lining. You drink vodka. And actually, there's a scientific research that vodka helps prevent radiation from entering your body.
Wow. I'm going to drink some vodka right now, man.
Do it. Your doctor will thank you.
Well, this has been Mayan over here and Yuri over there.
Yuri over here. Thank you for joining us on this Chernobyl, tour?
Yeah. Thanks for sticking it out with us in this episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast.
BWCS.
Yeah.
It's
and
very good.
And
you should go visit Chernobyl.
Okay. Well, you heard it from Yuri. So, yeah, take care, guys, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you. Goodbye.